State passed its new, it's 100.1 FM WRHI AM 1340, and it's Tuesday. This is the 9th of May already. By the way, just a quick program note, kind of a public service announcement. Mother's Day, Sunday. It's 5 days away. Today's the 9th, 14th, 5 days away. If she doesn't live here, you might want to mail something to her. If you're friends at the United States Postal Service, like I am, you can probably get it there faster, but I have to really tip her heavy to date her to do that and stuff like that. Sunday's what I'm talking about. Get it in the mail today. That's what I'm going to do. It's 8 past this morning. It's 100.1 FM WRHI. Special guest in the studio.
Hi, Jim Reno.
Good morning.
Nice to see you here.
Well, it's great to be here on a great and beautiful day.
Absolutely. Tell us your capacity with the Fellowship for Christian Athletes.
I am one of the board members on the local board here, and the FCA of the Piedmont. We oversee York County primarily, and then also Chester and Lancaster fold up under. They've got separate boards, so we primarily focus on our board on York County.
Well, it's pretty exciting because the York County folks are bringing in a pretty impressive head baseball coach from Clemson.
A very impressive head baseball coach, Monty Lee. And I tell you, think about the season. They're in their season. They're getting ready to head into their big ACC tournament. And fortunately, there's just enough of a break in the schedule. Monty Lee from Clemson University said, I will come to York County and speak at your banquet on May the 15th.
That is so cool. Now, what makes the connection there? Is he a part of Fellowship of Christian Athletes as well, or is he just introduced to the group?
He is a big part of it, and at Clemson, he's become an even bigger part. So this is, while he spoke about his faith in other venues, this will be the first time that he's ever appeared at an FCA banquet. So we're really excited. I've heard he's a great speaker and just a dynamic person as well.
Head coach, I'm telling you, he probably is.
No doubt. You have to really be inspiring. And I think that that would probably translate over into an incredible keynote speech.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing you'll hear that night is not just Monty, but first of all, you'll get to hear folks who are out in the field at different schools. The FCA locally goes all the way down to elementary and all the way up to Winthrop University here in York County. So you'll get to hear live stories of kids who are students, kids who are athletes, and coaches who are going to tell their stories and how they've been impacted by the FCA. And then Monty Lee will speak.
What's your connection? How'd you come about this? What's your motive here?
Well, I tell you, my father-in-law served on the local board, so I became more and more acquainted with the FCA. I went to one of these banquets, and I tell you, it really struck me to see the work they're doing in the schools, just giving kids the opportunity that may not have heard about Christ to have the gospel shared with them. And it's just a neat way to see people be an impact. You talk about, you know, you think about mission work being far away, but there's a lot that can be done locally, and it's such a positive impact.
You talk about your own opportunities, and the only, it sort of, they go hand in hand. The increase of faith and the increase of talent sort of almost work together.
Yeah, they really do. And, you know, you look at folks like Monty, and you can see where folks like him, it's such an important part of what they do and how they bring the kids together. You know, a lot of sports teams are successful because they have a selfless love that they bring.
You have to. That's the team. That's the team. Come on.
That's the team.
And it's team first.
That's what the gospel teaches. And so Monty can kind of share how he brings that into the to the players each and every day.
Now, it is coming up next Monday, 6:30 at First Baptist Church of Rock Hill.
That's right. And so there's still time. We
to
still have
sponsor.
Tables.
Yay.
You know, so there's different ways you can come. I mean, you can get an individual ticket for $75. You can sponsor a table of eight for $500. The best way, if you want to learn more about it, is go to PiedmontFCA.org.
Okay.
And you can pull it up. There's two things you'll see. Power Camp. That's not, you know, probably what you want. And then the FCA banquet. You can go there. And then also, if you wanted to call our offices, we do have staff, 327-8512. And if it's a voicemail or live person, and you can ask more about the banquet.
Now, we'd love to have Joe Hudak in as far as the coach for the
we
team that, comes,
the
that brings
man.
The guys in from the different places around the country.
Yeah.
And have you gotten a chance to go to some of those games?
I tell you, I have... I've been to one. I live so close to the Winthrop Ballpark, so when they play there,
you
can
watch
walk
out of your backyard.
Over, I can walk over and look over, even if I'm on a jog for an inning or two.
It really has been an inspiring story hearing him bringing the young men in from different countries, as far as the Dominican, and then being able to go back to a mission down there. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, and folks may not know, but Joe has such a passion about that he actually has left our local FCA, and he is doing that Pride baseball thing all on his own. So the FCA, just so we're not confused, this opportunity is to support the local FCA, and Pride Baseball now is a separate entity all to itself.
Well, wonderful. That's great.
What type of young athlete do we have that might be coming along that's a super talented kid or something like this, or has got some baseball ability or something like this, and comes into this organization? How does he benefit from the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? That young man that may not have been introduced. Have you seen that happen? Have you seen that story unfold?
Yeah, and I tell you, you'll hear different ways folks are being impacted. And one emphasis over the last few years is just with the coaches themselves, because if you think about it, they put in a lot of long hours, and there's a lot of stress in their jobs, especially now even at the high school levels.
Sure.
So a lot of our FCA chaplains pour into these coaches, and then as they develop a stronger faith, they're able to then pour out into their kids as well. So to your question, a kid may be impacted by a chaplain or maybe by a coach who's growing in their faith. So a lot of different avenues there.
Is it a nice match for you with Clemson, or are you more of a Gamecock guy?
Well, that is a great question. All right, I'm a University of Tennessee grad.
There you go.
Orange is good.
Right now, I have two children at Clemson University, so there's a whole lot of orange in my house.
Absolutely. You betcha. Sorry.
That'll be great. So what's the capacity that we can have, like, are we going to see 500 people at this event?
You know, we've got, and the number escapes me, I think it's about in the 650 range.
Okay. Yeah.
So 500 or so would be great. It's a great dinner. Let me point that out too. Outback Steakhouse.
Oh!
They do so much in the community.
They do a great
community.
Catering job. They do on site. They do well.
They do. Mm-hmm. And they really pour out to charities like the FCA. Just a great way to give back. Mm-hmm. So you've got a great meal. You sit back and enjoy, again, kind of testimonials, and then a great dynamic speaker.
I love a good somebody who's a motivational speaker like this. And you know, this coach is going to know when to talk and when to end it and stuff like this.
I also think this is a group of people that are all kind of on the same page.
Absolutely.
As far as their faith, as far as sports and their interests. It's going to be a nice group of people to network with.
Yeah, and in fact, what you'll see there too is a lot of our area coaches, we have some tables dedicated because it's a chance that they can bring their spouses out, maybe some of their players, and sit there and hear someone that they can look up to. And like you say, there may be some baseball players, depending on tournaments locally. We may have some high school baseball players attend as well.
Would Monty have an opportunity to meet players and think, hey, why don't you take a look at Clemson? Does that happen at this kind of event?
I don't think that's really the emphasis. I mean, certainly someone may be drawn to his message and what he stands for, and they may become more interested, but he is really there to speak and talk about how his faith impacts him daily. So he'll do the recruiting, I think, another day.
I'm sure that happens, of course, all year long.
This is cool. This is coming up Monday night. This is going to be over at First Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm, of Rock Hill. So you can check that out. 6:30 is when that begins. And call them at 327-8512. And the opportunities to be a sponsor, get a table, just become a participant and be there for the message.
Yeah, exactly. And like you say, you never can tell. You may come, you may be inspired and say, I want to be part of that organization. How can I contribute more?
Excellent. Is this one of your big things as far as the Fellowship of Christian Athletes? What other kind of things do you do throughout the year? You said something about a camp going on.
Yeah, we have Power Camp, and that's the way during the summer that we're able to stay connected. It's really teaching skills in particular sports, typically three different camps through the summer at different locations. Different sports emphasis, and of course the gospel is shared with those kids.
This is where some of the funds that'll raise at the Monday night will go
right to.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and this is our big fundraiser, and it supports us through the year. The individual chaplains, raise money throughout the year, but this is the big thing for the local organization.
Cool.
Well, certainly has a great draw to meet Monty Lee, and you can do that on Monday the 15th, 6:30. Call them at 327-8512 or online at PiedmontFCA.org.
Great. great.
Thank you so much, Jim Reno. It was nice meeting you and talking about the Fellowship of Christian Athletes.
Hey, thanks for having me here to share this with all of you guys.
Great organization. Fun to be part of, I know.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you, Jim. 17 past. It's Chris and Sports coming up. This is 100.1 FM, WRHI.